Time for our weekly check-in with Cheshire East Council. Good morning, Councillor Craig Brown. How are you?
Good morning, Darren. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. So let's get straight into it then. Local COVID-19 numbers. How are we looking now?
Yes, so regrettably, reported cases in Cheshire East have risen to 2,194. However, it's important to just point out that that now includes cases from community testing rather than just the hospital tests, as we've announced previously. Sadly, the total reported deaths across Cheshire East is now 521. But on a more positive note, the number of new cases is declining, so that's good news. Of course, Cheshire East has been very active in supporting our communities during the pandemic. We've spoken before about our people helping people. We've now supported more than 3,600 vulnerable residents, or matched them with a volunteer through that scheme. Our discretionary business grants opened on the 1st of June. We've now received more than 450 applications to that scheme, and the second phase is still open. Details are on our website. And I just wanted to highlight that our community response and recovery grants, which are grants available up to £5,000 for non-profit organisations and charities, that's just been launched by Cheshire East. Again, details on our website, cheshireeast.gov.uk.
Just going back to the people helping people, which I think is a fantastic thing that you're doing, because the numbers are coming down and we seem to be coming to the end of it, things are opening up all the time, is that winding down or is that still going full throttle?
No, it's still going on, still supporting our vulnerable residents, and it's not been wound down yet. We're very conscious that we could face a second wave, and therefore it's important that these support measures are still in place.
Right, so how do things look at the weekend then? So you got pubs opening, the hospitality sector opening. Was it a big flood of people going back to the pubs and ignoring social distancing, or from what you could see in the reports you were getting, was everything all in order?
No, I mean, on the whole, things passed off very well. People are heading back to the high streets, bars and cafes, and of course we very much welcome this. But we want people to support our local shops, but at the same time, the well-being of staff and customers is paramount. So our community enforcement officers were out and about over the weekend, visited a large number of pubs, found that most of them were sensibly organised, no major issues. Our officers spoke to a handful of landlords and were just there to offer additional support and make suggestions where there were potential issues. But it's important to point out that our officers are not there to sort of stop people having a good time. Our priority is just to protect lives, but also be mindful of the fact that we need to protect our livelihoods as well.
And more things opening this weekend in the next few weeks. Gyms, swimming pools.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. We've had an announcement, haven't we, during the course of the week. So outdoor pools will be open from the 11th of July. Outdoor theatres will start up from this Saturday. And then indoor gyms and swimming pools and other sports facilities will be able to open from the 25th of July.
I am so pleased about that. I have put so much weight on during lockdown. Oh, my days. So moving on then, we learnt about a document that was published this week. We've been running it in our local news bulletins anyway about if there were to be a local outbreak, you published something that explains what would happen. So can you just talk us through a little bit about that? You know, what would it be, a complete kind of like panic lockdown, everything stops, or would you just look at it gently and go, that needs to sort out, that needs to be done?
Yeah, so it's something that all councils have been required to do by government, to have an outbreak prevention and management and support plan in place. We published ours on the 30th of June, and it's really setting out a set of measures that we would bring into force were there to be a second wave. So it would ensure there's a coordinated response and approach to prevent rapid detection and management of any coronavirus outbreaks within Cheshire East. And it really sets out how we'd work together with our partners in Cheshire West, with local care homes, schools, healthcare settings, businesses, and others most at risk. But I think the important thing to say from our point of view is that the best plan is prevention. So the more that Cheshire East residents support the controls that we'd put in place, the lower the risk of a local outbreak. So the key message, I suppose, really is people just need to continue to act responsibly to help prevent the infection from spreading.
I want to touch on something that was breaking news. I think it was on Friday, literally a couple of hours since I spoke to the leader of Cheshire East Council, Sam Corcoran, last Friday. And the news, and we carried it on our website as well. And I'm going to quote the line that somebody has said from Cheshire East Council. The government's funding announcement was wholly inadequate. Now, people like me, people listening to this breakfast show, we don't know what the inner workings of all of this is. What's happened there? It doesn't sound too good.
No, so at the beginning of the pandemic, government made promises to all local authorities that any measures that they introduced to support their residents during and help prevent them getting COVID-19 would be fully supported by central government. And so councils went out and made a number of spending and also revenue decisions based on that promise. So we published a report earlier this week that set out that the council, Cheshire East Council, is facing additional cost pressures of about £70 million as a result of the measures that we took. So we welcome the additional funding that government have announced so far, but once you strip away from that the misleading headlines, the re-announcement of money that's already been committed, you see that funding for local authorities is inadequate to meet the additional costs we're experiencing. So far, Cheshire East has received from central government £19.7 million, so you can see that there's quite a big gap between that figure and the £70 million that we're projecting. COVID-19's had a significant impact on every area of the council. We've continued to deliver essential services. We've put in place, as we were speaking about earlier, schemes like People Helping People. But we've also experienced losses of income from things such as wedding receptions, tourism, visitors to Tatton Park, etc., etc. So there is still a major funding gap in place. Yes, the government have transferred to local authorities £27 billion, but of that, more than £20 billion went directly to businesses. Local authorities were the transporters of that money straight to local businesses. And of course, they desperately needed that. But to be clear, the vast majority of that £27 billion was not provided to support council services.
So what happens next then? Do you reapply? What happens next?
Well, we're continuing to put pressure and obviously lobby central government through key local government organisations such as the County Councils Network, the Unitary Councils Network, and the Local Government Association to say, look, you made a promise and we acted based on that promise. We made spending decisions, we made revenue decisions. We, for example, took away the charges on our car parks to support key workers, but we now need you, central government, to make good on that promise and reimburse us.
Right, so you don't pull any punches then, you're late on the line, don't you?
We have to. This is serious stuff. I mean, as you've heard, there's we're looking currently at a £50 million funding gap due to the measures that we put in place to support people and communities.
So, anyway, you've got a lot of big plans that were originally in place for things like Point and Relief Road, Middlewich Eastern Bypass. Have they all been put on hold at the moment then because of everything going on and the funding as well? Or are you pressing ahead with some of those?
No, we're trying to press ahead. I mean, we're doing all that we can to support the borough's economy and retain business as usual as far as we can. And we see some of these major infrastructure schemes as a way in which to do that. So to this end, we brought forward an enabling paper earlier this week to Cabinet to pave the way for the Middlewich Bypass. So that's moving on to its next stage. And construction work on that scheme should begin next year. And I'm also delighted to confirm that the long wait for the Point and Relief Road is finally over. Following decades of campaigning, ground preparations will begin actually next month. And with the construction phase starting from January next year, that scheme, the road is due to open to traffic now in autumn 2022. So I'm sure that's great news for listeners that may be listening in their cars as they're driving to work and stuck trying to get through Poynton at the moment.
Wow, so you know, yeah, business as usual then. I would assume that everything would have stopped and everything because of coronavirus and the funding issue, but no, you're just carrying on through.
There have been some delays, clearly, due to construction workers not being able to be on site and obviously social distancing requirements as well, but we're really keen that we do now get back to business as usual as soon as we can, because it's an important element in supporting the Borough's economy. We need people to be working, clearly.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Councillor Craig Brown from Cheshire East Council, with our weekly update. So next week we have the leader of Cheshire East Council, Councillor Sam Corcoran, don't we?
You do indeed. My pleasure. Speak to you again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.